The United Nations Refugee Agency says lack of security, law and order in many parts of Liberia is hampering humanitarian operations in the country. The UN Refugee Agency says Liberians are continuing to flee from rebel attacks in their villages. This follows a mass exodus last week of tens of thousands of people from the northern town of Totota. UNHCR spokesman Ron Redmond says people still are heading for Salala, a town about 90 kilometers northeast of the capital, Monrovia, in search of refuge.
Many of these frightened people were believed to be fleeing because basically of continuing rumors of fighting, looting, and harassment. And so far as we're able to determine, it is only rumors. Apparently, some of the armed groups in the region basically can empty a village simply by firing their weapons, making a lot of noise, spreading rumors. The population flees, then their villages are looted.
Mr. Redmond says the people carry whatever they can because they know anything they leave behind probably will be looted. He says thousands of displaced people have taken shelter in a camp called Salala 1. He notes the camp, which previously had been home to 30,000 people, now is housing over 80,000. And this is causing enormous problems despite the best efforts of the humanitarian agencies.
Various NGOs are in there building latrine blocks, more water and sanitation facilities. There's a camp across the road as well that's run by ICRC. So all of us are working together. The security situation right in that particular spot is good enough so that we can continue to try to get assistance in there. But this is not a situation we want to see continue. That's why it's essential that the peacekeeping troops get in there.
Peacekeeping troops from Guinea-Bissau started moving toward the Totota, Salala, and Kakata region on Monday. But Mr. Redmond notes it will take another few days for them to reach full deployment. He says he hopes the enhanced security will end the harassment that's causing people to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.